Another issue is the tolerability. You were saying that it seems like it's the way it is with other cancers. But again, we asked about with this last patient that the faculty treated, and five out of the six had no problem. One actually had a significant problem. You know, everybody is very, I think, tuned in at this point to the weird spectrum of autoimmune things that you see. Do you go through all that stuff with a patient, then go, but most likely it's going to be totally fine? Is that what happens?
Yeah, I mean, when I talk to patients about it, I said, when you look at side effects, there are more things that you would think of where the immune system attacks the body. And so we talk about mild rashes that patients can give that are usually pretty responsive to topical steroids. We talk about hypothyroidism. I see a lot of hypothyroidism that occurs from burnout, from a thyroiditis that then burns out the thyroid. So you have to always check your thyroid levels and see how the patient is doing. And then every so often you see an autoimmune hepatitis, an autoimmune pneumonitis or a colitis, not so much as you do with like the CTLA-4 agents, but certainly it's rare, but it can happen. So we watch them pretty carefully.
So we did have a case of a patient who got a checkpoint inhibitor on an MSI-high trial who had a great response. And this particular trial that the patient was on had therapy stopped at 12 months, and so the patient's now being observed. But outside of a trial setting, how do you deal with the issue of how long to keep therapy going? I don't know if any of these people have gotten out to 2 or 3 years, but you know, you hear about this in melanoma and all. Have you encountered it yet?
Yeah, that's the hardest question to answer is when do you stop and can you stop? I mean, we have some trials that'll stop at 1 year, some trials that'll stop at 2 years, some trials that'll let people go on forever. And so we've seen some people who have stopped where it has recurred, and then we have seen some people who have stopped and they continue to do well. The concern is in some of the patients that I've had who have been on these PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitors for long periods of time, like years, is they start to develop some more autoimmune issues. Like I have one lady that's got basically rheumatoid arthritis now.
Wow.
And so we pulse her with steroids every so often when it starts to act up, but it's very clearly a rheumatoid arthritis. And so as you get more long-term into these treatments, what does the rate of toxicity, does it change? Do you start to see other things start to present?
I've heard about issues related to the skin. Quote, you know, bothersome, but not that big a deal, but supposedly very common. Is that true?
Yeah, and it's not at all like we see with MEK inhibitors or EGFR inhibitors or things like that. It's just a mild maculopapular, itchy rash, really responsive to topical steroids. Occasionally, I've used a pulse of steroids and then it seems to go away and just resolve itself. But very commonly, it's what we call, you know, a grade one rash.
Any particular parts of the body?
I usually see it on the arms, on the extremities, rather than the torso, but it's been reported all over.